Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no.
Okay, that's that Miss Jenny Grubb from Longview, Washington. She's going to call up in and sing a song that Chris Chilaine made famous way back when. I'm going to play a little six string for Jenny. I'm standing back of her. She sings One Day at a Time.
Each morning I wake up and I thank God for a new day of life. This is my prayer. It's called One Day at a Time.
I think Jenny told the title of that song before I did, friends. But anyway, Jenny, you did a great job. People like Jenny singing. We need to get her back and retape her, right?
Yes, we do. And, you know, folks, we just have one day at a time to worry about because yesterday's gone and tomorrow may never get here. So one day at a time to leave in the Lord's hands.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in Jesus' name. That's not the song I was trying to get. That's what they brought up. Anyway, it is a good song. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we go into your word this morning, we're asking, Father, for the Holy Spirit to be with us, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, so that we can receive your word as you would want us to have it, the truth of it, the strength and the power, so that we, Father, can be better equipped to help others to come from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. Not that we need the knowledge to pick ourselves up, Father, to be proud and boastful. That's not why we're asking. Because, Father, we are nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We're asking for this to lift them up, to bring them forward to all of mankind. And we ask this, Father, this morning, in Jesus' name, amen. All right. We're going to be in Romans 15. The beginning here with verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. You know, that's a strong statement right there. And verse 2. That every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. 3. For even Christ, pardon me, pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. You see, this strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and the strong brother is actually morally obligated to take the initiative and to bear with the weak brother in those things that the brother can the stronger brother must, pardon me, clear my throat. Must forego his liberty for the good of the weak, so he is not offended or impaired in his spiritual life. And the best example is Christ, who took our sins upon himself. Yes, you see, he didn't go to the cross for himself and die for himself. He did that for us because we were not strong enough to be what we were supposed to be. Mankind had liked a whole lot of living up to the law. He just wasn't doing it. And because he was weak, wasn't accomplishing what he should, the Lord God sent the Lord Jesus into the earth to die for you and I. It wasn't for himself. And we are not to live totally for ourselves either. Now, for whatsoever things were written, aforetime were written, for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. You see, it's through the learning of this word, through the scripture, that we even have hope. Now, thou the God of patience the constellation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus. 6, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that's what we are to be doing today. Because of the Holy Spirit that lives within all of His children, He's there for the purpose of lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is working through you and I to get that work done. And we don't need to be blocking anything. That's why we need to have a complete commitment unto our Heavenly Father and this word. But it don't work that way most of the time and with most people. Think about it. Now, here in verse 7, wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. We're to receive each other as Christ received us. Take time and think about that a minute. That means that we hold nothing against them at all. And if they have done anything against us, we have forgiven that. And we do forgive it. And we accept them as a brother. Now, 8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promise made unto the fathers. So we know this. He was a minister to the circumcision, yes. The Jewish people. And that was, you know, he started out there because that was the promise that was made to Abraham by the Lord God. Now, 9. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and say unto thy name. Now, 10. And again he said, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. You see, we are to stand with his people, the Jewish people. When we become that child of the living God, we have been taken in to his family. And we become one . Think about that. There is no difference between them and us. We are all of God's family. Act like it. Be like it. We don't hate them. We don't have anything against them because they are of a different nation. We are to stand with them We are to pray for them. We are to bless them and not curse them. And we're told that in no uncertain terms. In fact, we had it here just not too many days back, being told about that. Because those that curse Israel will be cursed. And those that bless Israel will be blessed. We are to stand with them. And all of us that belong to the family of God, we're part of them. We're part of that family. Now, 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And you see, since God's purpose has been to unite both Jew and Gentile into one body, diverse convictions and practices in doubtful matters should give way to harmony and unity. Paul quotes from Acts of Psalms and from Deuteronomy to show that this unity has always been God's plan. See, it has always been God's plan. Now, the power of the Holy Ghost is the means by which unity will be accomplished, as the Holy Spirit enables the strong and the weak brothers to see the other's positions and to refuse to let their differences mar the unity that they have in Christ. This is true spiritual freedom and maturity. You see, if you are mature, child of God, then you can love all of mankind. It does not matter where they come from, who they are, what color their skin is. They are brothers and sisters. And we are to treat them as such. And if we are truly a born-again child of God, we will. It's those that are not the true children of God that's going to treat them any different. Now, here in 14, and I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. 15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort as putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God. 16. That I should be minister of Christ, Jesus Christ, to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be accepted, their being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. You know, there in 15, he's talking about us putting you in mind. This statement gives possible support for the view that the Church of Rome was founded by Paul's convert. It suggests that he had taught them originally. It might also mean that Paul viewed the epistle as a reminder to the Roman Christians of things they already knew in part from other Christian leaders. Now, 17. I have, therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. You see, we need this word in order to be able to be obedient unto the Lord our God and the things that the Holy Spirit will lead us to. We need this knowledge. Now, 19. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about Iconium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Now you see, we know that there are things that we should be doing that we are not doing. Our churches have fallen away short of what is needed in them and that needs to come through them and come out to man and mankind, just as he's telling us here, that he's talking about the church. Through mighty signs and wonders. How do we get the mighty signs and wonders? It all comes to you and I by the power of the Spirit of God, that Holy Spirit that God sent to mankind on the day of Pentecost to live within his children. That's how we do things. Because you see, you and I, on our own, we can't do these things. On our own, we're useless. But with the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit moving and speaking through us and moving through us with this power of Almighty God, many things and great things can be done and accomplished. Now, 20. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not for Christ's name, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. You see, yes, we share this gospel with all, but we are mainly to carry it to the lost, those that are out here walking in darkness, to bring them into a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he's talking about there, about you and I building on another man's foundation. Now, my footnote on that, on 20 and 21 says, but as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. Now, I put note on those two verses, 20 and 21. The principle that Paul used in his ministry was not to build upon another man's foundation. He sought to preach where Christ had not previously been preached. He quotes Isaiah 52:15 to show that he has done what the Old Testament said would be done. That is, the message of Christ would be brought to those in ignorance. You see, This is what the ministry is really all about. It should be all about. But that's not so. So, now, 22. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. Paul desired to come to the Romans, but states his past prohibition. I have been much hindered. Many interruptions have been interfering with his plan to come to Rome. 23, but now I have no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you. 24. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thither by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. Paul's journey into Spain, and he will not remain in Rome, but plans to go on to the western extreme of the Roman Empire. Now, here at 25, but now I go into Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. 26. For it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the four saints which are at Jerusalem. This is where it's being mentioned once again now about the contribution Paul and them on their journey was accepting, taking up and accepting from all these churches to take back to those that were in need there at the Jerusalem church. Now, 27. It has pleased them verily, and their debtors they are, for if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. In other words, the Jewish people have given you spiritual things and brought you out of your ignorance and established your churches and things for you. So actually, you're really obligated to help them with their physical needs. You see, this is why in the ministry we are always be there to help those that are in need. Now, 28. When therefore I have performed this, and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come back you into Spain. Now, Paul's really getting around, isn't he? He's in Rome, he's going to leave there and go to Jerusalem, and then he's going to Spain. We know a lot of other places in Ben. 29. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. He's letting them know that when he comes, he's coming with God's blessing being with him. Now, 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ, sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayer to God for me. And we all need the prayers of the saints. You hear me tell you many times, pray for me. I do need your prayers to continue doing the work of God as I am led by the Holy Spirit. And I guess we all need to be kept in prayer. Now, 31. And he's telling here, really what? That I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. Because they were so many that was against Paul and his teachings and against this word, because this is what Paul was teaching. And so many, many of them were against that. And this is why he is seeking for their prayer. And let me tell you something. There's many of them out there today that's against this word, and especially when you give it to them in truth. They don't want the truth in the whole gospel. They want to live it in part so they can walk with one foot in the word and one foot in the world. And that does not work, and we're told it don't work. We're told that in the word. We can't live a holy, godly life by having one foot in and one foot out. That will not work. Now, you know, there in 31 and 32, 32 says that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed, and that I may deliver from them that do not believe in Judea. The prayer was granted, although Paul was seized by the Jews and his life in danger. He survived to journey to Rome and to preach the gospel there. You see, we can get done what God really wants us to do, because he will make the way. As long as we are walking in obedience with him. So we must be in obedience. 33. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. And we have now come to the end of chapter 15. And God willing, this evening at 6 p.m., we will finish with the book or this epistle of Romans. It's only 16 chapters. We will be in chapter 16 this evening, God willing. All right. I pray that all of you have received something from this morning that has helped you to become a little stronger, so you can stand a little straighter. So let us now go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for this word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit Father, I thank you for the time that you have given to us, for us to come together, to share your word with each other and with you, Father. Because that is the way that we can gain knowledge, we can gain strength, and we can have what we need, Father, to walk the way you want us to walk and to do the things you were asking us to do. Now, Father, I'm asking for you to be with us all through this day, keeping each and every one of us safe. And Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for peace for them. We pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And that, Father, that they will accept him as Savior and as their Messiah. We pray for this land of ours, Father, that has been filled with so much evil. I'm asking that those in our higher offices that has brought this evil upon this land and our people be removed from office, Father, and replaced by those that are yours, that love you, love the Lord Jesus, love your church, love your people, and love this land, and work with us to bring this land back to repentance, and put our government upon the foundation of which it was founded, that being your word, Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, now for those that are in my heart, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Tom and Jacob, Bobby and Millie Johnson, my wife, Father, Sue Branson, Carol and Debbie and Shane, Alex Stone, the Father, all of our families and myself. We all have families with this, Father, that are not living right. We pray that the Holy Spirit, Father, will work with them and help to be able to bring them from darkness to light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so none be lost. And I pray, Father, for all of those that I have named, Father, walk this day in health, in safety, and that a lot of them will be with us this evening, 6 p.m., when we get back into your word, Father. Now, Father, I have another young couple in their family. Father, Chris and his family, Father. He will watch over, keep, and bring in accordance with the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, unto salvation. Now, Father, watch over us all. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I pray that you all have a great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you.